I'm on the phone with Colleen Rainey. Colleen, where are you today?
I am lucky to be sitting on my couch in my home in Portland, Maine right now.
Ah, so you said it's a little wet and rainy there. We know from that. We've been having a lot of that.
As I understand it, yeah, we've had beautiful weather up until this point. It's been nice and warm, and then we just got a nice couple of days of rain, which we've needed. But it's perfect for staying inside and drinking tea and getting things done.
And talking to Cindy on the radio.
Exactly. Thank you for sending talking weather.
Well, sure. You're going to be performing in the Dayton area, actually in Dayton, December 10th. Coming up, we're looking forward to this. It's called An Evening of Celtic Music and Dance. You're going to be the headliner. And then our local group, Doulahan, will be playing as well. And the Celtic Academy of Irish Dance will be dancing as well. So it's going to be a great evening. And we can't wait.
We're feeling the same way.
Aha. Uh-huh. So I understand you're sort of one of those bi-coastal girls.
Well, until recently, I was definitely. I grew up in Seattle, Washington, and then moved over to New York after graduate school, and then moved back to Seattle, where I ended up in Portland, Oregon.
And now?
And then just 2 years ago, we moved and bought a house in Portland, Maine. So I'm here for good now. That's the deal.
You can't get rid of me. You had a lot of t-shirts that had Portland on it, and you figured you had to go to another town
with that name.
That's
exactly right. Just makes it easier.
I've noticed, in my little Facebook stalking mode, I've noticed that several other very accomplished Irish musicians have moved to Portland, Maine. What's going on
out there? I think both statements will be true. There are some in Portland, Oregon as well, but in Portland, Maine, it's just a great town with a really lovely community. We can honestly say we moved here mostly because of the people who are playing music, and mostly the people who happen to be playing music. It's a wonderful place to be and to be a part of a group of people in a community that really sort of looks after each other and values the music and the tradition, as well as the innovation that happens. It's not a stodgy place at all.
Oh, so
we're very lucky to be here, yes.
Does that mean there are lots of places to play as well as people to play in them? I mean, there are coffee shops and venues.
Yeah. Yep, coffee shops, venues, bookstores, house concerts, folk music in the New England area is so pervasive in the best way. There's a baseline here, so you really don't have to explain yourself like you do in so many places where, you know, you have to say this is what a jig is and this is what a reel is. You've already got people who play the music, who love the music, and a history of a few hundred years of the music being here in this region. And so, yes, there are lots of places to play and lots of people who love the music. So that helps as well.
It sounds like heaven.
It feels like it some days. Yep, it does.
And you've got a new album that you've finished recording now. Are you done with that?
Sort of. We sort of have two new albums coming out, which is gluttonous. I know it. My solo album, which will be my fifth solo album, is partially recorded. I'm going to do another bit of it in December and then another bit of it in January with hopes that we'll have it out by March or April. But I honestly can't make any promises at this point. I know it's going to be out in 2018, and that one's sort of a larger, more complex, lush, production-heavy album, which is, it's great. It's been 4 years now. It'll be 5 years since my last album. So I figure it's time to put some time and some effort into another one. And then the other album that you may have just seen us posting from the studio is, my partner here is Honda Rocky, the flute player and singer. And he and I have toured for a number of years with a wonderful guitarist in Japan, Genta Fukue. And we just had him out here for a few weeks of touring. And on our days off, we whisked him into the studio. So in early 2018, we will also have a Honda Rocky band record coming out, which is different than his solo projects. So this is a collaboration with Genta that has been going on for 4 years now. And then we've involved a couple of other wonderful players here. Ellie Marshall, a great fiddler, and then Miles Isaacki on some banjo. He'll go in and do some tracking as well. So we have a few special guests if we're lucky.
Oh, wow. So you happen to be talking to a person who is a big Honda Rocky fan.
But you are too.
Love
You're
talking
him. To a person who's a fan as well.
And I'm excited that is he going to be in your band that you're coming to Dayton
he
with?
He will be. Yeah, he'll be there playing flutes and whistles and doing some singing, which is fantastic.
It's going to be super to see both of you on stage.
Yeah. It's fun. We have such busy schedules touring separately with our other projects that when we get the chance to spend a little time playing music together, it's really lovely for us. So we hope it's lovely for everyone else too.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Well, I like to ask people who come from the tradition, because I think I read somewhere that you had a very musical house when you and your family, when you and your brother, you have a brother, correct? Is that...
I have four brothers and five sisters. Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Wow. Were you all playing music when you were little?
Not all of us. No, we're mostly dancers. So 9 of the 10 of us were step dancers. Just one brother refused. but the rest of us danced and competed, and my sisters still run the Tara Academy of Irish Dance in Seattle, Washington, a competitive step dancing school there. So music was part of our life as the dancing was. And so, and then my oldest brother did play a lot of Irish music. At the time, it was very popular in the late 60s and the early 70s, you know, the Clancy Brothers the Kingston Trio, and there was a lot of Irish music in Planxty and the Bothy Band, and all of these incredible musicians were sort of fighting the West Coast of the States. And so Mark developed a great love for all of this music and had a band that he's a doctor in his quote unquote real life, but he's a bard in his soul. And so he learned all this music and brought it to the family as well as the dancing. And so we had a band that his band really, and I just, when I got old enough to move from the step dancing to the singing, made that transition. And then he and I played for a number of years as a duo as well. Just for fun, really.
Wow.
When he had time between his various careers and raising his daughters, and so it was a family full of music, and then my sisters, two of my sisters have married musicians, and so Irish musicians, and so it expands in that way, so our family becomes someone else's family, and it's
the seeds have been sown, and the tree grows, and the branches
are
wide. That is great.
Exactly.
Oh,
it's pretty great.
Wonderful. I bet holidays are a blast.
They're loud, that's for sure.
Of course, now you're a country apart from some of them.
I know, it feels like it. It certainly feels like it. But I make it back. Pretty regularly. I'm back 4 or 5 times a year to spend time with the family and see my parents, who still live in the same house I grew up in Seattle, which is great.
Oh, that's lovely. Well, it's just so wonderful that not almost everybody, but a lot of folks that I've interviewed for the show, that's sort of the book of their growing up as well. You know, all the kids played or all the kids danced and the mom sang and the dad played and it's just it's just a wonderful thing. That's something very special within the within the Irish community, that they want to keep it going. They're just gonna.
I think so. I think that there's a real connection to the passing on the legacy of things and the tradition and not necessarily with any kind of formality. Just it's a way of communicating. The music is definitely a way of communicating our history, our shared history, and our individual histories. And then the development of the music and the development of the dance is also a legacy of its own. So you see these great movements in Irish music when Lunasa and Solas hit the ground in the 90s, and the music took a turn there, and the dance took a turn when Riverdance in 94 and 95. And so you see these things continuing to grow and to have that shared among generations, allowing younger players and dancers and learners to access real people who were doing this and who have shared this legacy, who had access to their multiple generations as well. It's a living archive, really, which is, I think, beautiful.
Oh, it is beautiful. And you can go to one of these. We have, I think, the second largest festival in the nation, close to us, Dublin Irish Festival.
Oh, right.
Huge festival. And you look around and there's thousands of people under this tent watching the music on the stage. And you think, wow. Now, some of these people are just there for a good time and maybe beer.
And that's great.
But so many people are being touched by that music. And it's just something it's just wonderful to see everything like that grow that quickly. Speaking of Solas. Mm-hmm. You were on tour with them.
I was lucky enough to spend a month with them. Oh, it was great, crack. Those guys are just fantastic. They are some of the finest musicians in this business, and I was terrified and thrilled to be on stage with them every single night. And I didn't have time to get tired of it, right? I was there for a month, and I could have sung those songs every single night three more times, happily. It was just, they're just wonderful, and they looked after me, and they are some of the most generous musicians musically. They knew, you know, I flew back in from Ireland and then had one day to turn around and catch up with them in Virginia. And so by the time I hit the stage, we really hadn't had much more than a run through of the music. And every single one of them said to me, like, don't worry, we have you. We've got this. We're all in this together. And there were no bumps. Like, thankfully they didn't need to. But I knew that they were there for, and it was just a wonderful month. It was wonderful. It was really,
and
yeah,
they've been doing that for a while, so they've got some chops.
Yeah,
let's just say,
as I understand it, 25 years sort of polish you up. Yes.
Well, yeah, that's just wonderful. What would you like to tell us? No, you tell us, not me telling you. What would you like to tell us about this concert you're going to be doing at December 10th here in Dayton?
Well, what I can tell you is that I'll be bringing three incredible musicians with me. We've already talked about Hans Araki, the incredible flute and whistle player and singer, Juno Award winner. And then I will also be bringing Bethany Wakeman, an incredible guitarist that lives here in Portland, Maine, and I work with her as often as I can. She's just a wonderful rhythm player, as well as she just has an ear for songs, which is so rare in trad music. So many people are solid tunes players, and so she happens to be a solid tunes player, as well as she has just a wonderful ear for songs, and I'm thrilled to be able to be touring with her. And then we're bringing out from California our very good friend Ryan Davidson, who I've been touring with for a few years now. He plays bouzouki, but in this combination, he's going back to his first instrument, which is the upright bass. So we'll have a nice full sound, a lot of the songs off of previous recordings, and then we're going to debut a few of the songs off of the new recording that no one's heard yet. This will be the first time that we do some of the music off of the forthcoming album, and then we'll throw in not too much, just maybe a handful of Christmas songs here or there that maybe we can get some folks singing with us. It's always more fun in the dark winter nights to everybody have a song together. So that's what we can tell you about what's going to happen.
So you've got three
December
fine singers going to be there.
Yeah.
Do you guys do like duets, trios? Do you all sing together?
Yeah. We do. Well, I think three of the four of us would be singing together during some of the songs for sure. And then definitely Hans and I sing a fair bit together during his shows as well as my own live shows. So
glorious.
I think you'll hear quite a bit of harmony singing and tunes, and it'll be a great time.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. So let's let the people know one more time.
Yeah.
You're going to be, it's called An Evening of Celtic Music and Dance, December 10th at 7 p.m. It's going to be Doulahan and the Celtic Academy of Irish Dance, where you may have to do a step or two
along
with them. and the headliner, Colleen Rainey and band, and it's going to be at the Centennial Hall at Stivers School for the Arts down in Dayton on December 10th. It's going to be such a great night. Listen, thanks for talking to me. Well, you take care. Thanks, Colleen.
Thank you.